The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, Aoife Lee is back with me, the parenting coach at parentsupport.ie for the Kids Clinic this week to talk about navigating the murky waters of childhood friendships. Is that right?
Yeah, I know. It's a tough one. Being a parent myself, it's a tough one.
Tougher for girls than boys?
I would say it varies, but I think boys can have as much of a tough time as it, as girls, and boys can be as mean as girls can be too.
Well, yeah, boys can be mean. I just, why I ask that question is, maybe this is just in my house, but my daughter has much clearer lines of demarcation between friend groups.
Yes.
There's friends, best friends, and then there is like the Mount Olympus, which is BFFs.
Yes.
And they have very clear ideas on how you get from one to the other
I know.
People's migrating between the different levels.
I know.
Whereas her brother is just kind of, yeah, vaguely friends with everyone in the class. And then there's lads who are, you know, closer.
I think boys can be less complicated.
Yeah.
But, and they're, you know, girls can be a lot more emotional. And there's pros and cons to that. But certainly, you mentioned even the BFFs and the best friends. God, there's such pressure on that as it is. And that can cause all kinds. I would always say to families not to even, like for the adults, not to have such an emphasis for your child having a best friend. Now, of course, even as adults, you've got people that you really have good connections with.
Yeah.
But I think it's important to try and just not have this massive emphasis on.
Do you know what I tell my kids all the time?
Mm-hmm.
They only need six friends because that's all you need to carry your coffin.
Oh, stop.
That's a good model. That's a good way to go through life, isn't it?
Yeah, you're thinking ahead there now.
Yeah, Kieran, I know, yeah. Shed all the, they're all the rest are unnecessary. Just baggage, just weighs you down.
I know. Wait, you know what? It is, like, when we talk about friends, like, it's such an important aspect for our kids, isn't it? Like, there's a real, it can be a real confidence fill their cup up type of thing. And like that as well, it's another experience for them. It's independent connections away from family, the immediate family and cousins and all of that.
Their own world.
And it's a great way for them to learn, you know, about loyalty and respect and support and empathy away from the comfort of their family. And it's typically around age 5 that kids will start to experience those more additional connections in their life. And as our kids go through primary, those middle years, that's where they really want to start fitting in. They really want to be part of that group. And then entering into preteen, teenage years, that's where it can become quite intense. Like a real need, urge to fit in. And that's where you see a lot of influencing and conforming.
Yeah.
And really, you know, for some adults, some parents, they might kind of be experiencing right now going, where's my child gone? Like, they're not themselves.
Yeah.
And they're really, it's just their fear of missing out and fear of being different.
And listen, we all did a bit of that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's probably natural to those parents that your child is going to do a bit of it, a bit of the trying to change,
yeah,
to be like the group. At what stage, though, as a parent, do you kind of start to say, oh, this is actually problematic now?
You might find that your child will come to you.
Okay.
Now, it's, you know, it's very different because some kids will wear their heart on their sleeve and they'll tell you all about it. And then other kids in the same sibling set will be very closed and won't be as inclined to share. But, you know, friendships in general typically will last if there is similar values, if they hold the similar core values, maybe the similar priorities, things in common, you know, the usual stuff. Or, you know, they want to get the same thing out of a friendship. So I think as the adults, it's important that we explore with our kids, what's actually important to you? What qualities do you want?
Yeah.
Because often that's where resistance and falling out come into it, because maybe, you know, kids can be bloody mean, and it can be, you know, a lot of the time. And look, you know, I'm a parent myself. So when your child comes home and in tears or a real kind of in bad form, and you're hearing that they're being isolated, that they're being excluded, obviously you've got the child going through it. But God, I don't know about you, but when you hear your child going through that turmoil, it is heartbreaking. And all you want to do is be in their pocket during the day to tell them what to do to manage it. And it's not as easy as that, as we know.
And how much should you intervene? You know,
yeah.
Like, I assume as they get older as well, they won't want your intervention.
No.
You know?
But what they, as the older they get, the more they want your listening ear. They're, you know.
Okay.
And they want.
So that's the form the intervention takes.
Well, yeah, look, as protectors of our kids, we want to make sure our kids are safe, that they're happy, and that they're being treated well and well respected. But as we know, we're not going to be in the playground. We're not going to be down the local shopping centre when things are kicking off. In saying that, all, you know, what I would say to parents is that to avoid trying to solve the issue for them. And that's often, you know, that immediate kind of impulse to come in and protect
yeah.
and make it all better. When we do that, when we try and fix it, we're taking away the ability for them to develop those skills by, you know, themselves, to manage those skills. We're not always going to be there to help. That being said, if it's a safety thing or if it's a bullying issue, okay, might mean going in and maybe going into the school, etc. But there's a lot to be said for being there to support them
yeah.
in it, as opposed to telling them all the time what to do.
So my kids are still quite young, so it's fairly straightforward. Still, we haven't kind of got to this stage yet. Like I said, there's movement between BFF groups and
yeah.
BF groups, but it's all fairly surface level
yeah.
stuff. Are there particular ages you get to where you see kind of movement in friends where, I don't know, is it kind of early teens? Is it puberty? Is it a changing of school from primary to secondary when this manifests?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I think friendships can change throughout a child's life, as we know.
Yeah.
And there can be periods during primary school years when it's kids that are entering into the preteen. You know, 9, 10, 11. But certainly that transition from primary to secondary, there's huge change. Kids will, from a developmental point of view, some kids will be more, you know, will become, reach that maturity at different stages
yeah.
more than their peers. And maybe the group that they were with primarily and that they had fun with, it's not doing it as much for them anymore. And particularly for teenagers, like, they're already, you know, they're trying to find their own sense of identity and sense of self. So trying to navigate those friendship groups can be a real challenge, and it can be a period where they're really questioning themselves. But certainly talking to your kids early on about what friendship means
yeah.
and just to have that kind of conversation day to day. And like I said, it's those core values that sometimes we underestimate. I mean, you know, even as adults, there are certain aspects of what we want in a friendship and in our relationship. So it's amazing how those core values of what really comes down to what's important can really establish, God, you know, where do I see my friendships lie?
Yeah.
You know.
Listen, thanks a million, Aoife, as always.
Cheers.
For coming into us. Aoife Lee is a parenting expert, and she's the parenting coach at parentsupport.ie.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.